Okay, so I think what we could do is we can change that and whereas anecdotal blah, we can change that to and whereas there is a need for research-based and data-driven expertise and experience to take out the other part. Because it's not only just pointed, it's insulting. Or it's going
That's
to be
fine.
insulting.
That's
Okay,
perfectly
cool.
fine. If it
So let's
insults,
just
I
point
think
to
you're right.
the
No,
let's
but
just
how are
point.
you trying to? I just think that we should eliminate the second. I mean, it stands alone fine without those two paragraphs. Why
I
be
will say though,
confusing about it?
I do like
Well,
the
I think it's pointing to the reason, though. I think it's pointing to the
yeah.
reason, Grace, which is
And that's
just
why I
it's
like what
just
Sabrina
the
had.
let's just take out the this point is this part right here. It's like, you know, it forgets you and your anecdotes and your stories and your tradition and your belief because this is what we need. We just need to say what's needed and not insult where the other stuff is coming from.
I would
You know what
agree.
I mean? So
I would agree.
okay, so how would it read then?
So it would read this way, and whereas there is a need for research-based and data-driven expertise and experience. That's it. And we'll take the other part out so nobody's getting insulted. And then showing what's needed, which is the database, driven research, et cetera.
How about we put it this way, and as our committees and board, as our committees could benefit from research-based and data-driven expertise and experience, how about that? That,
Okay, yeah, sure.
instead of saying that there's a need, just say could benefit from that.
Ah, nice compromise. Okay.
How's that?
That sounds good to me.
I'm a little nervous about the could part.
Pacifica committees
Can or will
A little nervous
benefit.
about the could element there. I think,
How about will? How
but
about
you
instead
know,
of could will?
I'll yield.
How about will benefit?
There you
Not
go.
necessarily. I mean, if I'm sitting in a meeting and I get nothing out of a webinar, I'm not going to benefit. I mean, you
Well,
know,
the committee
could
as a
benefit.
whole.
It's not to say that, it's not to take away from the mandate that there's 30 minutes of training quarterly. That's still in the motion.
I see your point. I'm fine with
Or you
that.
could say would probably benefit. How's that?
I think your first statement is fine. I would
Okay.
probably get a little passive to me, but I'm fine with your first correction or change, I should say.
Yeah. And
I'm fine with that.
whereas Pacifica National Committees could benefit from research-based and data-driven expertise and experience,
Right.
and then the rest. How's that?
I'm fine with that. That works for me.
Sounds great. Let's see here. So, Grace, you're going to send that amendment, the email, the change, the motion,
Yeah, I was going to ask that
and then
too.
we're going to go to a, yeah, we're going to go to a vote with that.
I tried to write it down,
Grace,
but
are
I'm
you good with
not sure.
doing that? Good.
Can I say
Good is
something
the
too?
magic word.
I don't want to.
Yeah, sure. Grace, are you, hold on, I was wondering, Grace, are you sending that, or did you need a bill to do it, or what's easier? Grace? Grace.
Oh, sorry, I was muted. I'm
That's
talking to
okay.
you and I'm muted.
That's okay, you don't want to say
Okay,
anything.
I will send it in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. Bill, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I don't want to complicate too much, but I do think there's a lot of value in continuing education. That's kind of what this is, you know, that
Yeah,
none of us are
absolutely.
experts on everything. We don't know it all. Some people may think so, but we don't. And so I think all of us could always benefit from this.
Okay.
So I didn't, I wasn't, the original language and the motion didn't bother me on this, but I'm okay with this too. But I think it is good to have not just delete those two whereases, but put something in there to indicate how we can benefit, like Grace was saying.
Yeah, and I will acknowledge that those words could be deemed inflammatory. So I'm at peace with the adjustments that have been made. So thanks for working that out, Grace, and everyone else who contributed to that.
Okay, I think I have it almost.
Chair, I'll request for information from Leslie.
Lawrence, go right ahead.
Thank you. So Leslie, when and I think somebody asked this question earlier, when is the launch date? When are you anticipating approaching the committees with this?
Well, I mean, once this is approved, I take it from here it has to go to the PNB, and once that's approved, I think we could work towards immediate implementation.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't, to what we're talking end of June, I guess by the time the next PNB takes place and a possible vote occurs, we could certainly look at July through September as a quarter, and we could certainly look at all committees doing a 30-minute education session during that period and continuing after that every quarter.
So in a case like this, then there needs to be follow-up motions with this initial motion to say, yes, we need more education, or no, we don't need any more education, right? Grace, I'm putting this question to you as the PNB chair.
Say this again?
So this is the motion that's saying, okay, yeah, we need more education, but then there's got to be follow-up motions to implement it, right? So how is that going to work?
No,
if we say yes, if we're saying yes to this, how is that going to work as far as implementation? Do you have to keep passing portions of motions through the coordinating committee and then send them off to the PMB to get any action taken, or?
I think it's going to be up to the executive director and the PNB committee chairs to implement this.
Got it. Okay. Okay, then. All right. Well, I think we've had all the discussion and we're
okay,
waiting for the point.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to figure out who's on this committee. So I think I have just about everyone.
James is the only one that's not, James Fagerton is the only one that's not on the call that's in the committee.
Tamara Swiderski, and isn't Nancy Zordon on this committee as well?
Ah, yes.
Okay, so I'm sending it right now.
Okay.
Sorry, it takes a little while to figure out who's on and who's on. I don't mean to be, challenging about it, just... Whatever.
No, that's what the discussion is all about. There's absolutely nothing wrong with raising questions. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're doing our jobs. Yes. Okay, so.
And in this case, I think it was beneficial, for sure.
Right on. Okay, so everybody, Bill, we need to go to a vote.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me
get.
First,
we have
see.
To
Are
vote on
objections?
The amendment, I believe.
Yeah, just ask if there's objections.
Any objections to the amendment?
I'd just like to have a vote, Madam Chair.
You want a roll call vote, as OGC and Lawrence?
Yes, please.
Okay, so
you know,
good.
There's really no point in doing that. It just takes up time.
Oh, for committees, yeah, we
well,
don't.
Even
we
for
don't
the
whole
PNB, if there's no objections.
Yes.
I don't object to the amendment. Yeah. Well, I will go ahead.
Oh,
and
no. I'm not objecting to the amendment. I just want to abstain from voting on the motion. Yeah.
Okay. So the one abstention from voting on the motion, but let's do the amendment first. Are there any objections to the amendment? Okay. So that passes. Are there any objections to the motion itself by Executive Director Maxie Jackson?
Just one abstention.
Okay, just one abstention, and that's Lawrence Reyes from KPFK Los Angeles.
Yes.
Did
passes.
Bill, the question, did we decide to, I don't think there's any objection to replacing edification with education. I just noticed that wasn't in there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, did we? Are we doing education instead of education?
I think we're going to
either way with that,
in
right?
In the last paragraph. Well, I think edification is a long word, but, you know, I don't know.
Bill, are you saying I'm using edification improperly? Is that why you're asking?
I think
you're
so.
Wanting to change it? Okay. I don't know what proper, but it may be.
I have a comment on that. I actually looked up edification. Yeah, I looked up edification, and per the dictionary definition, edification is certainly acceptable. Personally, edification, and it is in the definition, applies somewhat not just to education but also to moral uplift, and it's used more in the connotation of the common usage of edification is somebody is spiritually or morally uplifted by something rather than simply instructed. So it's not a matter of the word is being used correctly, edification, in this paragraph. It's just that colloquially I think that education is more more common word for this type of meaning, but it's up to the group. I don't care. I don't have any opposition to edification.
And as the author, I have no problem.
Well, just Bill, I don't care. Thank you for the clarification, Grace. I didn't look it up. I should have. But thank you for doing that.
Okay. Well, can I edification? Mm-hmm. It says here edification from some dictionary, the instruction or improvement of a person morally or intellectually. And an example is the idea that art's main purpose is to supply moral uplift and edification. You can see in even the examples that it's kind of has a certain connotation to it that the word education doesn't. And here, another dictionary, Merriam-Webster says, to instruct and improve, especially in moral and religious knowledge.
Yeah, let's switch it to education. That's not just to keep it clean.
Okay, I'm okay with it. I just looked it up, and it does say education. What
say?
So I don't care. I withdraw my objection. Sorry.
I don't want people to think I'm sermonizing here. So let's go with education.
I'm just being a bother right now. So. Sorry.
All right, you guys, talk about mincing words. That's too funny.
Oh, good.
Okay.
You need to slap me around sometimes.
Education. Edumacation. We'll go with edumacation. That'll work too. All right.
Okay,
you're going to send that to us?
I can do that. I can send another version of this that changes that.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay, so I'll do that.
Sorry.
If you really want to do it, because like I say, don't do it for me. Sorry.
Well, what does everybody think? You want to take a vote? Okay. I only had to change two or three letters. Okay. It'll be coming up in a second. Okay, I think I sent it the right way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was being a nuisance.
Huh?
We have more important things to worry about than what I was just objecting to, so sorry.
Don't worry about it. What's next on the agenda after we get past this motion?
Okay, let me see. Number 5 is how to help the PNB and our committees function well. Then number 6 is planning for an in-person PNB meeting or a retreat and or meeting and figuring out how to pay for it. and set meeting dates and review action items.
Okay. This is Grace. Grace from SAC.
Yeah, go for it.
I move that we postpone consideration of this item until we get some financial statements, because we don't know if we have any money for this. We need to know if we're in what kind of financial situation we are in terms of the national office.
Okay. Maxie to the stack. Maxie to the stack.
Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I would agree with Grace on that. And I would also, to build on that, like to alert this committee that in working with Mansoor Sabah, the two of us created a draft of a virtual meeting amongst the members of the PNB that could extend to local station boards, but it would be done virtually. And there's a whole explanation on how that could be done. That can be forwarded to this committee, not so much to vote on or anything like that, but just to understand that in the absence of an in-person, there is something at least being worked on that speaks to how we could still have a national meeting, but do it from different locations in our five cities that we serve, have it over a 2 or 3 day period, but do it through virtual technology so that we're able to see the same things, speak to one another, that kind of thing. So I just want to put that out there.
Okay. All right, so we got a postpone. Is there any objection to a postponing discussion of the in-person meetings? All right. That has been postponed.
One question?
Sure.
Yeah, one question?
Sure.
Thank you. Who is supposed to host the Nets in-person meeting anyway?
That's a really good question. Bill or Grace?
Oh, gosh. It's been so long. I don't remember.
Isn't it KPFA? I think it's KPFA. No.
I can't speak to it, but I don't think so.
You're right. And I think the last meeting was in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Could I just comment?
And that was, 5 years ago? Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Something like that.
You know, yeah. I just remember when we used to have in-person meetings. You know, I was on the PNB then. And what was the most helpful part was not the official meeting. It was getting to be able to get together with people around a table over lunch or dinner. And then we had these late night meetings after the official meetings to talk with people from different stations and do problem solving, which is impossible in our big, huge board meetings. And, you know, it was just, I think it was just really helpful. And I don't think we can do that very effectively with a virtual meeting. But anyway, think about it. And also, if we just have a retreat where we're not making any decisions, it wouldn't necessarily have to even be at one of our stations. If we can find a lower cost place to do it, or find even one of our stations, whichever one would cost less, depending on the time of year. I just think if we could, we need to have to figure out what the goals might be. And I think breaking through some of the distrust would be high on my priority list, and try to establish some more honest communications between everybody. If we can figure out a way of doing that more, you know, less expensively, that's great. But I will say, even the virtual meetings, especially with video conferencing, is not free. It might end up costing more than an in-person meeting, but we'd have to look into it. Mm-hmm.
This is all kind of financials we have, in which we don't have any financials to speak of or speak to in regards to doing an in-person meeting, a virtual meeting, or any kind of meeting except for the meetings that we're doing right now. Grace, go ahead.
I would like to weigh in. I've been to quite a number of in-person meetings, and except for the fact that there's a lot of time. So, you know, you have 3.5 days, more or less, to do work, maybe even, 3.5 days or so to get work done. So there's a lot more time that the board meets at an in-person meeting. However, most of the meetings were extremely factionalized. There was not a lot of harmony sought or accomplished in most of the national board meetings that I attended. There were some meeting of the mind, but there was also at certain meetings a tremendous amount of hostility. And so I wouldn't say that getting together in the flesh is necessarily that beneficial. If person-to-person proximity were going to solve problems, there wouldn't be any domestic violence. So it can be helpful, and it's not necessarily helpful in my experience. So it should be done to get business done, I think, not with the hope that it's going to resolve factionalism or necessarily be totally gumbaya, because in the past that hasn't been the case. And the meetings usually cost between $35,000 and $40,000 for an in-person meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maxie's in the stack.
Maxie, go ahead.
Yeah, the reason why Mansoor and I tried to put something virtual together is, number one, it would be much more cost effective. But secondly, I don't disagree with what either of you said about how it could be done. But what I think is most important for an annual or national meeting is for this organization to articulate, with the assistance of people who have expertise in helping organizations create strategic plans. I think strategic planning needs to be done here. I've said, as the executive director, one of the troubling, I won't say troubling, but one of the difficult aspects of my position is that I'm not operating from an articulated strategic plan. There have been no operational objectives articulated, and certainly no goals for me to be measured by. And taking me out of the context, I think this organization has to have a strategic plan, operational objectives, and goals that can be articulated so that we can move in unison as a national organization with five subset stations, a national archive, and an affiliates network. And that's why I think having a national meeting is so important for us. And I do agree, unless we can get someone to underwrite, I shouldn't use that word, sponsor us meeting, somebody to gift us 30 to 40,000, I think virtual would be a much more reasonable approach, and would allow for the local station boards to meet in a specific space for a series of days over, let's say, a weekend or whatever. And in addition to tapping into national conversations that would lead to a unified strategic plan, operational objectives, and goals. And that's why I think this is essential. But I understand that we have some ambiguity in terms of our finances. We certainly think by July and August, we'll certainly have a much better idea of the picture of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okie dokie, folks. We got to vote on the main motion, don't we? And they're voting on the main motion as well.
The motion was to postpone.
The motion.
Hold on. My bad.
Point of personal privilege. Grace. I often like to contradict myself. I'm sorry for being so negative and harsh about in-person meetings. I just don't want to think that, you know, all our problems are going to be solved with in-person meetings, interpersonal problems and factional problems. That's all.
Yeah, right.
Well, let me.
I mean, they can be nice, and relationships can, you know, people can get together and
in a perfect world, that would be great, but we can't afford it, and we've gotten a lot done without having in-person meetings. When we can afford it, that would be great. But right now, we can't, so don't be too harsh on yourself. So that's going to be, let's see here. Yeah, we just don't have the money. We just don't have the money. Let's see here, planning for, okay, so that's postponed until when? We need a date for that, for the record.
Let's postpone it till the next coordinating committee meeting, and then if we don't have financials, we can postpone it again.
All right. So any opposition to that? We'll be postponing the discussion of in-person meetings until the next coordinating committee meeting, and hope that's with the understanding that we will have financials to look at. Anybody opposed to that? All right. Hearing no objection, it's been postponed until the next committee meeting. And moving right along, folks, we're at 7:01 Pacific Standard Time. Woohoo! We are cruising, planning for an end. We got to set the next meeting date. When do you guys want to meet again?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to request information, ask a question to the committee.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Is there any way we could change the date from Friday to another day?
I completely
agree
with that.
Yeah,
I had a concert that I had to flake out on.
Oh, no. Oh, party foul. Okay, so can we change the date to something different? Bill, do you have the KPFTX calendar in front of you by chance?
I can. Let me get it back.
Let me take a look. No, I can look it up, too.
Yeah, okay, I've got it. Here. So for July, I guess that's what you're wondering. There's not too much posted on July. The third week is totally open every day.
Okay.
And starting the 25th, there's nothing posted.
Bill, okay. If I remember correctly from last night's call, the third Wednesday seemed to be a viable option.
I think you're right, yeah.
Just throwing that out.
Yeah, the 26th of, that's June. Oops, my bad.
The 17th is the third Wednesday.
The 17th?
Yeah, the governance committee picked the fourth Wednesday, so the third Wednesday's open.
This is Donald Knight. You never do Wednesdays,
okay.
Just for the record. And I'm more than happy to leave this committee.
Okay.
Well, the third Monday or Tuesday, unless we think audit or any of these other committees are going to need that. Finance
yeah,
is usually
I think
meeting
they
the
very
second
well
fourth.
Might.
Tuesday sounds good.
Yeah, Tuesdays. Well, this Tuesday coming up. Okay, so July 16th, Tuesday, will be the next open date.
Sounds good.
All right. 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Will that work for everybody?
Yep.
Yes. Bill, can you post it?
Yeah, I can do that. Okay, for the 17th.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, 16th, Tuesday. Okay.
All right, folks.
Thank you, Sabrina.
No problem.
You're well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you, Sabrina. You did a great job.
Discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys. Bye-bye. We'll be back on Tuesdays. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Okay.